We're speaking with Brendan Flanagan, the director of ISAAC, and Elder Doug King, who's the president of that organization. And we're talking about the Porch Patrol that will be held by ISAAC on July 27th and August 3rd. Brendan, what is the Porch Patrol?
Porch Patrol we did 2 years ago. We go door-to-door through various neighborhoods throughout Kalamazoo. Last time we went through the Edison neighborhood, the north side, the east side, that's the residents, their feedback of what they want to see change in the community. So we take those results and we pick our issues for the next 2 years that ISAAC will be working on in the community.
Why those particular neighborhoods?
Typically, we just look for the neighborhoods that are intensely populated, oftentimes where we don't feel that there's perhaps proper representation of that the folks in those neighborhoods, that their voice is heard. And so we go to those places that are often overlooked. And so that's kind of why we pick our neighborhoods. It pretty much canvasses all of Kalamazoo, but those are kind of just the target neighborhoods that allow us to kind of give a voice to those neighborhoods that don't typically have a voice for themselves.
Why go door to door? What advantages does that give you over other ways of finding out what people are thinking?
We've attempted to solicit feedback in a number of ways, but we found that going door to door really just helps ISAAC establish a face in the community. And we felt that people just feel more comfortable and they're more engaging talking to you face to face. And they feel if you've taken the time to invest and to come out and to ask them what is important to them, it helps the feedback that we get because people feel like we think their feedback is important.
The first Porch Patrol was held 2 years ago in 2011, and youth violence was one of the issues that was at the top of the agenda for a lot of people that you spoke to, and that actually had an outcome. Can you talk about that?
Sure. As you mentioned, one of the most prominent issues was youth violence, drug prevention. As a result, we solicited the input of David Kennedy, who has done work around the nation, some very effective work in reducing gang violence and reducing gun violence. And so as a result of the input from those neighborhoods, we were able to bring Mr. Kennedy to our banquet to speak. And he was able to speak to the Kalamazoo and surrounding communities regarding the success of his endeavors. And as a result of that, our own public safety department is hoping to very soon engage his process the way he's done things in the past. It's very much a community coming together where everyone is kind of held responsible. It's about bringing those folks that we can identify as kind of the most dangerous folks who are kind of the ones who are yielding the guns, but can actually speak to those who kind of follow them. So it really speaks to an intolerance of gun violence. And as a result, there's an offering of other supports in our hopes that they can assist them with jobs and other things in the community. But the focus is simply to stop the gun violence.
Do you either of you expect to hear anything radically different this time that you weren't hearing 2 years ago?
No, because actually we're planning on doing this Porch Patrol a little bit differently because we got such promise from the last Porch Patrol, and because we've been involved in those issues now for 2 years and we're kind of right in the middle of those issues, we don't want to stop working on them and then pick up brand new issues. So we're actually going to solicit input in how we can help those neighborhoods in the current issues that we're working on. So we don't expect any drastic changes, but only support for what we've already begun.
I think this is going to get a results of what people like, what we're doing, and what we can do better. We always can have room to change. So it's going to be interesting to see what the community's feedback is and what we're doing and what more they want us to do in the next 2 years on the issues we already have. Sometimes we think we know the issues, but we really don't until we start talking to the community. The community has a voice, the community we listen to. So hopefully we get some good feedback and also some ways we can get better at our job.
And other than youth violence and drugs, what were some of the other issues that were identified 2 years ago?
Affordable housing was very big. I think the other one that we got a lot is transportation. One of the things we're getting back a lot now too is Sunday transportation in Kalamazoo. A lot of people we talk to say, you know, when they go for a job interview, if they can't come on Sunday, that already gets them on the that already puts them at a disadvantage of getting the jobs. So if we hear that a lot, again, going into the neighborhoods, that's something we're going to look at in the near future, I'm trying to see how we can get Sunday transportation in Kalamazoo.
Now the Porch Patrol will be held this Saturday, July 27th, and another one on August 3rd. After that, what happens then?
Usually we go back with the results, we put it together, and come up with what we did, what we heard from the community, and we sit down as a board and decide what we can do better. 2 years ago, it was what issues we're going to decide. This year, it's more what can we do better with the issues we're already working on. So we will meet as a leadership board. We have 23 churches involved in that leadership board, and they will come down, two representatives from each churches to each church, and sit down with us and see what we can do better the next 2 years with the community's feedback.
I think it's just important. We want the Kalamazoo community to know that we heard what they said when we did our last Porch Patrol, and oftentimes that is a challenge when you solicit feedback, is folks are very excited to give you the feedback, but at the same time, they're somewhat hesitant in the fact that we're going to give you this feedback, but nothing is going to be done with it. So we're very excited about the opportunity that we've been given to actually come back and show the Kalamazoo community that we heard what you said, and hopefully we'll be able to implement the ceasefire proposal for the gun violence, and to help them know that we heard what they said and that we're actually listening.
We've been speaking with Elder Doug King, the president of ISAC, and Brendan Flanagan, the director of ISAC, the Interfaith Strategy for Action and Advocacy in the Community. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.